Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, let's go! Raytown! Yeah! That's how we do it in Raytown. We're at the Raytown Hy-Vee, just off 350 Highway, where Raytown is red and real and rowdy tonight. This score just in, breaking news. Chiefs 28,
she
Washington Commanders
was
7.
Injured last year in week 4, and that cost him the rest of the season.
That was huge. We have Germans here again tonight from Deutsch, right? In Deutsch, das ist groß. That's right. Celebrating the win last night for the Chiefs to get another 28-point performance. It's 28 or more points now in 5 consecutive games. That is tied for the 3rd most in Kansas City Chiefs history. All right? That is huge. This is gross. You got it. We got this down. We are bilingual on the Chiefs Kingdom. And also, the fact that Travis Kelce tied Priest Holmes' all-time record with 83 touchdowns total. That is huge. That's this? Gross. You got it. But the defense had the stat of the night. The defense, to me, had the stat of the night because the Washington Commanders, good players, Terry McLaurin, Luke McCaffrey, go right down the line here with those guys that Debo Samuel back last night. They had gone 24 consecutive games, had the Commanders, scoring at least 17 points or more in 24 consecutive games. That was the longest streak active in the National Football League. They left here with 7 points. Wow. 7 points by this Chiefs defense. And this Chiefs defense now is 2nd in the NFL in points allowed. But when you get a defense that does that, and you got Nick Bolton checking the teeth of every Commander player seemingly in that game, you get 2 turnovers. You get Mike Dana with his first interception ever. Mike loves being on the Chiefs Kingdom show. You get Jack Cochran to get his first interception ever. You're able to put the hammer down, baby. Or schlag der Hammer nieder. Close, you got it. All right, and this week it's Buffalo. As the geeks would tell you, it's time to beat the Buffalo's butts, right? All right. All right, here we go. We're going to play them. Get this. Matt McMullen and I was working on this today. You'll see it on the podcast coming out on Defending the Kingdom. This is the 14th time we're going to play these dudes during the tenure of Andy Reid. He's been here 12 and a half years, and we've played them 14 times. They feel like a division opponent, all right? And we're going there where the crazy fans jump on tables and do all kinds. People think we're weird? Wow. All right. They look at Weird Wolf. He ain't weird. It's rutting season, but he ain't jumping on no tables. And Cindy Lou Who and Snowstorm Sandy wouldn't let him do it. But anyway, it's Buffalo week and time to get ready to go. I love it when we score points because you know when we score points, you get savings from Hy-Vee. And the more we score, the more you save. Because, let's just say, with 28 points, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game or night after a game. A lot of you'll shop here at the Raytown Hy-Vee. And you will get a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score based on the amount you spend. The Chiefs scored 28 points. That means you get 28 cents a gallon. You save 28 cents a gallon, I'm sorry, with every $28 purchase. With the price of gas being okay right now, just take it down a little further, just like our defense, right? Just take your point total down to 7. That's the way it's going to work. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game, only at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. We have dignitaries here tonight. We're at the Raytown Hy-Vee just off 350 Highway. The mayor of Raytown is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The Honorable Mike McDonough, mayor of Raytown, is here tonight with his bodyguard, Ian, and the top administrative assistant of any municipality in the Chiefs' kingdom is here tonight. He just won that award again for the fifth straight year. Michael Stolzel is here tonight. Michael, take a bow. The top administrative assistant in the Chiefs' kingdom. He helps the good mayor here in Raytown. I love it when we get people coming from all over the place. We got folks here tonight from Tampa, Florida, who are coming here this evening. And we also want to mention Rick and Carol Reichert are here tonight. Another Deutsch, right? Mitch Holtus. Holtus, right? Reichert, good German name. Rick and Carol Reichert from Seebeck, Washington are here. That is the pickleball capital of America. I did not know that. Wow, that's worth a trip. And then he actually is here with his son-in-law, Anthony Leffler. That's another German name, Leffler Deutsch, right? So Leffler, we appreciate it, yeah. So it's super. Anyway, we're here tonight to get ready to play Buffalo, winning that game last night over the Washington Commanders. But guess who's here tonight as a special treat for all of you and those of you who'll be listening. One of the most dynamic kick returners in the history of the National Football League, the human joystick, the X Factor, Dante Hall is here tonight. And we love it when Dante comes in, and he's such a part of our team. He's remained close to our team and also with us as an ambassador, not just in the States, but he's been to Deutschland. Yes, sir. And he's headed to Austria soon. So we're going to get into that later tonight with number 82. But again, the Chiefs now have won 4 to the last 5. That is
huge.
And Josh Allen, James Cook, right? 216 yards rushing on less than 20 carries. That ain't happened since, I don't know, Bo Jackson in 1987. Well, maybe Derrick Henry did it in 2018. Or Bobby Mitchell in 1959. I don't care. It's the Bills, and it's time to beat the Bills. That's it. You got it. We got something going on. All right. When we come back, we're going to check in with head coach Andy Reid and some more Noty Notes after this. Again, come join us. We'll wedge you in here at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. We'll be back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Flu season is here. Get your flu shot today at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and no appointment is necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. That's right, a 20-cent fuel saver. Get your flu shot when it's convenient for you. Schedule online or just stop by your Hy-Vee pharmacy. No appointment necessary. Help your family stay healthy. Get your flu shot and get a 20-cent fuel saver only at Hy-Vee. See store for details. Some restrictions apply.
This is Dana Hughes. In Kansas City football, we honor tradition, but we always look forward to what's next. That's why I'm all in for Flight by Yuengling. It's brewed by the oldest brewery in America, but built for today. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, crisp, clean, and full of flavor, just the way a light beer should be. It's got the legacy and the stats to back it up. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer and the official beer of Dane and Hughes. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
For years, everyone thought Verizon had the best network, because they did. But now the best mobile network in the U.S. is T-Mobile. T-Mobile's network has the most advanced 5G, with more towers, and their signal reaches further than ever. So you can text and Insta-talk and say, you won't believe where I am.
T-Mobile has the best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025. See T-Mobile.com/network.
The Chiefs Kingdom radio show is brought to you by Window World, official window company of the Kansas City Chiefs. In over 20 years in business, they have improved the look and thermal efficiency over 50,000 customers in Kansas City. Window World is now offering up to 36 months same as cash financing with approved credit. If you have any questions or would like a free in-home estimate, call 816-799-0800 or visit online at windowworld.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Flu season is here. Get your flu shot today at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and no appointment is necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. That's right, a 20-cent fuel saver. Get your flu shot when it's convenient for you. Schedule online or just stop by your Hy-Vee pharmacy. No appointment necessary. Help your family stay healthy. Get your flu shot and get a 20-cent fuel saver only at Hy-Vee. See store for details. Some restrictions apply.
Now back to Mitch Holthus and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes looks over to the sideline. He's got Kareem Hunt as his running back. No score in this game. 5:55 to go, first half. Kareem Hunt plows into the line. Touchdown, Kansas City! Kareem Hunt, money in short yardage as he gargles the sweet nectar of the end zone. And the Chiefs jump on top at 5:46 to go, second quarter.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee in Raytown and tonight's special Tuesday night edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Again, after we reflect a bit on last night's victory over the Commanders, 28-7, we're going to hear from Coach Reed here in just a moment. We'll also have the human joystick, the X Factor. Yes, Dante Hall is with us tonight. So come join us if you're close. We're just off 350 Highway again at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. And by the way, it's Buffalo Week. So no better way to get ready to beat the Bills' butts than to come here at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. Well, the Chiefs were able to get two takeaways last night. Both were interceptions, and both were the first career interceptions. First for Mike Dana, who's been in the league since 2020, and got the ricochet off the shoulder pads of Deebo Samuel for the first stop of the game. And then second, Jack Cochran late, who's been a mainstay on special teams since 2022. He's never had an interception. And he's also the pride of Mount Vernon, Iowa. But it does remind me of the KC Takeaway Sandwich. Barbecue and football, there's not a better duo. And the KC Takeaway Sandwich is back. Ashton Gelati, this is his favorite sandwich. He's endorsing it now. Thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burn-ins, pepper jack cheese, Creole seasoning. Score this sandwich plus hand-cut fries. Wait for it. Just $10 at all 19 Kansas City Metro Hy-Vee locations. Plus, a portion of the proceeds from every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. Again, Ashton Gelati is supporting this program. So all season long, cheer on the Chiefs with the delicious KC Takeaway Sandwich and Fries at Hy-Vee, the official grocery partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. And speaking of the defense, they were able to hold tough early in the game last night. In fact, the Commanders had 15 snaps of the first 22 on the Chiefs' half of the field. That yielded 128 yards and 0 points. The Chiefs got Dana's interception, and then they held twice on fourth down. As I mentioned at the outset of tonight's show, it bears repeating, the Commanders had scored 17 or more points in 24 straight games. That was the longest such streak in the NFL until last night. The Chiefs' defense held the Commanders to just 7 points all night long. All right, now let's hear from Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, who talked with our Chiefs Network analyst, Danan Hughes.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, congratulations. Another big win. 3 straight home games and 3 straight wins.
Yeah, it's great to play here at Arrowhead. I mean, our fans are unbelievable, and, you know, we appreciate that. Anyways, yeah, it was good. Good
evening. The game started off action-packed, but had you ever been a part of a game where each team got into the other on the other side of the field, but no points were had?
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird deal. Turnovers and, you know, I mean, there were no punts in the first half, and yet, you know, we had no score. It was very interesting that way.
Now, from a defensive perspective, they were moving the ball a little efficiently in the first half, that no-huddle kind of tempo offense. What kind of challenge did that present to you guys?
Yeah, well, first I thought the officials did a good job of managing it because that's tough to manage. So we were able to get our substitutions in, but yeah, it can be tough that way. They do a nice job with it, and they've got a good scheme. And Mariota, listen, he's a good quarterback, mm-hmm. and he had his two guys back. That was one heck of a catch by 17, by the way.
Yeah, so coming out hot in the second half, I mean, it seems like that's been a staple of you guys' success is the halftime adjustments. But hot is kind of an understatement when you're scoring on just about every possession.
Yeah, it was both ways. I mean, it was defense shut them out and did a nice job, and then offense was able to put some points on and score. Not good if you're a punter, but it's good otherwise, you know, for both sides.
Coach, you have 7 straight 100-yard-plus rushing games, 5 straight games of 28-plus points. How big is that?
Yeah, the backs ran hard. Pat did a nice job, too, when he had an opportunity. And, yeah, that's great. I mean, the main thing is a win. I mean, the stats are great. Points becoming the important thing, and you got to maintain that as you go. So we were able to put 28 points up against a real good defense, and especially that defensive front. I think they're very good. So we were able to get that done. And I thought Nags had a great game plan for him, and the guys executed.
Coach, you're a grandfather. I'm a grandfather. When I talk to my kids and grandkids, I say I'm not old. I'm seasoned. Well, you got a guy out there, number 87, who's seasoned, who just tied Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Chiefs history. How big is that for somebody of his stature?
Yeah, you know, he needs to get busy, get married, and have some kids so he can join us. But he's a great one. He does a heck of a job, and, you know, we're lucky to have him. We've had some great tight ends here over the years, as you know, with the Chiefs. And for this guy to do what he's done, he's an amazing guy. He loves to play. I mean, he loves it today as much as he did when he was a rookie. So I appreciate that.
Congratulations, Coach.
All right, Dan, appreciate it.
It was an unforgettable night for Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Why not? It was National Tight End Weekend. Kelce had 8 targets last night from Patrick Mahomes, and Kelce caught 6 of them for 99 yards and the record-tying touchdown. Coach Reid had an additional thought on his future Pro Football Hall of Fame tight end, Travis Kelce.
I mean, it's a compliment to him. There have been some great tight ends here over the years. So for him to be able to do what he's done over this amount of time is great. And it's still, as you guys know, you come out to practice, you see that energy. He's got energy every day, and he's not the youngest guy. So he just goes and goes.
The plethora of weapons has benefited Patrick Mahomes, who again had a passer rating last night of over 100. And in the second half, Patrick was on fire, hitting 17 of 19 passes and 3 touchdowns. 1 TD to Kareem Hunt, 1 to Rashee Rice, who had a big second half himself with 7 catches for 87 yards, and the record-tying toss to Kelce. The talented pass-catching core that Mahomes has now has benefited Kelce as much as Patrick. Teams are not able to double 87 as much or at all. And last night was an example of Kelce having a big night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When many times he wasn't even the primary receiver. That makes Travis Kelce even more dangerous for Buffalo this week and for the rest of the Chiefs' opponents this season. As this collection of highlights portrays from last night, Travis Kelce will never be an afterthought, but defenses now have a lot more to worry about than old number 87.
No score. 8:31 to go in the first half. Chiefs fake a handoff to Pacheco. Mahomes loads up with time, works the right side. It's caught inbounds, but then pushed out of bounds by Kelce on an over route of 31 yards. And Mahomes with all kinds of time, drifting left, throwing all the way back to the right. Kelce back-to-back catches for 42 yards. First and 10, Chiefs at the Commander 47, 7-7 tie. 12:50 to go, third quarter. Now the Commanders jam the line of scrimmage. Mahomes off play action, looking right, now turning left. Comes back right, now dumps it. He's got a man wide open at the 40. The Commanders at the 30, at the 20. A check down throw. It's Travis Kelce all the way down to the Commander 10-yard line on a check down throw of 37 yards to Kelce. If the Commanders can check it down, so can the Chiefs. Pacheco, the running back, shading to the right side car position, and Mahomes to the short side of the field. Mahomes takes the snap in his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Sings it late for the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history. A 10-yard strike, and the Chiefs have that coveted second half two-possession lead.
Another huge benefit of having this bevy of options for Patrick Mahomes to throw to has been red zone efficiency. And by the way, let's give kudos again to the offensive line. Mike Caliendo did an excellent job of filling in last night for Trey Smith, who's nursing the back injury. And Kingsley Suamaitia continues to grow by the week. But red zone efficiency has been off the charts for Kansas City the past several weeks. Last night, the Chiefs were 4 of 4 in the red zone. Three different players scored touchdowns. Very similar to last week's rout over the Raiders and the Detroit game 2 weeks ago, when several different players were targeted by Mahomes and scored touchdowns in the red zone. Overall, the Chiefs are now second in the NFL after 8 weeks to the Colts with 34 red zone trips. And Kansas City has soared to number 5 overall in the NFL with a whopping 71% touchdown efficiency rating in the always important area inside the opponent's 20-yard line. Okay, when we come back, we're going to turn him loose again. Tonight here at the Hy-Vee in Raytown, we've got the human joystick, the X-Factor, the remarkable Dante Hall will join us after these important messages. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs are going for it. Fourth and goal at the 2. 10:19 to go, third quarter, 7-7 tie. Hunt, the running back. Snap to Mahomes. Retreating, moving to his right. Now pump faking. Throws it late, wide open. Touchdown! Kansas City! Kareem Hunt has his 18th receiving touchdown. The Chiefs take the lead on the second touchdown of the night for Kareem Hunt.
That was a heck of a drive. And Kareem Hunt, so valuable to this team. We're red, real, rowdy, Raytown. We're at the Hy-Vee in Raytown, just off 350 Highway. Sellout crowd, and you are fired up tonight, and I love it. Beat Buffalo's butts. We have so many folks here tonight. Fred Liggett, the award-winning sports writer, is here tonight. Also here tonight from Manchester, England, is Howard and Alyssa Mannion. Of course, we've got our Germans are here tonight. We've got folks here from Washington State, from Seebeck, Washington, Rick and Carol Riker, good German name, the pickleball capital of the world, Anthony Leffler, and tonight, the mayor of Raytown is here, Big Mike McDonough. Don't mess with Big Mike, you got to mess with Ian, his bodyguard, and the top, he just won this award as the top municipal administrative assistant in the Chiefs Kingdom. Michael Stozel is here tonight from the Works in Raytown. All right, we've waited long enough because he is really one of the most iconic players in Kansas City Chiefs history. Some of the most amazing moments in the Chiefs Kingdom memories are from this guy, including some of the greatest returns in the history of the National Football League. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, the human joysticks here. Give it up for the X Factor, Dante Hall.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom?
Whoa, let's
What's
go.
Up, my guy?
Let's
Good to see
go,
you, man.
82, brother.
Good to see you, brother.
All right. Let's dive into the current time, though, because I know you get excited when you see stuff that gets you fired up, but the weapons offensively on this team. Tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking, just like the fans are thinking, it's about time that Mahomes and the team has finally gotten all the guys together playing at one time. You know, we've had these talented receivers in and out of the lineup. They've never been able to play all together at once. We fantasize what that would look like, and we're finally getting to see that fantasy is real.
We are seeing that. You are awesome to have here tonight because of your ability, and you were ahead of your time. And I've asked you this before, but oh my gosh, Dante, if you were in this offense,
I have this conversation every day with my son, with fans. I have these thoughts every Sunday when I'm watching the creativity of Andy Reid with the showmanship of Patrick Mahomes. And to be able to play alongside Kelce or Rashee Rice and some of these guys that would garner all the attention, that means I'm going to have one-on-one with your third-string DB. Good luck.
Good luck, because that could be Xavier Worthy, right? That could be Tyquan Thornton or Rashard Smith. But you had the ability to run and catch. I watched you play at A&M when you were running back, and then to see the fact that you were a hybrid guy, because I always told people, Dante's in his own category. We have guys like that. So when you see Rashee Rice, or you see a Rashard Smith, or you see Xavier Worthy, they line up at running back. But then they also have this talent to be receiver. You have to see yourself a little bit in those guys.
Absolutely, especially with Noah Smith, because he really has the skill set and the makeup as far as the structure that I have. So I see myself in him a lot, because most people don't realize I was a running back my entire career until the second year in the NFL. So by nature, I'm a running back. Like, I had to learn to play wide receiver, but yeah, put me in the backfield, put me on some of these screen routes and some of these gadget plays that Andy draws up every week, and it would have been amazing. But it's so fun watching these guys, watching this team. They all bring something different to the table. Juju with his blocking, unselfishness. Tyron Thornton, he's a second-round draft pick now, so
yes,
he's
sir.
Talented. I don't know why New England let him out of their organization, but thank you.
Thank you.
And Hollywood Brown, I feel like he's starting to come around as well, it's because he's healthy,
yeah.
Right? So he has the speed, but you got to get on one accord with Patrick Mahomes, and I feel like he being able to be on the field consistently, he's starting to show what he can do, and we know what that alpha dog Rashee Rice is. So it's been fun as a fan to sit back and finally get to see it all come to fruition.
All of these weapons, that is huge. Das ist gross, German. We're going to get to your his. He's our ambassador to Germany, to Deutsch, and he's headed to Austria too soon. But the fact that we have seen all this start to come together, but last night was the first time that I saw all of these guys that opened it up for Kels.
Mm.
The play we just played at 38 yards, he was the check down. He was going to block. And so many times, even if he blocks and releases or, chips and releases, there's some dude waiting for him.
Yep.
You can't do that now.
No, you can't. And you can't put two or three guys and just focus on him because the rest of the guys have the ability to be one-on-one. And you try to play zone, then Travis Kelce and Mahomes are great as far as reading the zones and knowing when to sit down and when to release and all of these things. Having everyone back basically puts everyone in their proper position, and you just can't focus on one guy. And that's when the Chiefs offense are at their best, when you can't just load up on Kelce or load up on Xavier or have Xavier running routes that a Rashee Rice should be running. Everyone is running what they should be running when they should be running it, and it's great to see.
It is great to see, and it's great to have him here, Dante Hall, with us tonight at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. It's so cool that you're with us. And we got to give kudos here. Well, let me bring this up. I said last night, too, this team has shown some real mental and emotional toughness. When you start 0-2, and everybody's thinking, okay, this is going to slide into the sea, and it's going to be a 7-10 season, these guys have fought back in a short amount of time. What does that tell you about this team? And let's put the defense and the O-line and everybody else in this.
Yeah, it just tells me that these guys are battle-tested. They got multiple championship wins. When you win a championship, I'm pretty sure you have ebbs and flows throughout the season. You are going to be so mentally tough in order to get to that mountaintop that when you have an 0-2 setback after winning three championships, that's not going to do anything to your mentality. You know you have time to come back. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So they showed me what we already knew about this team. They're mentally, physically, and just championship caliber team.
But how rare is that? Because more often than not, I don't care if it's college or high school or the NFL or either pro sports, you get off to that start, some dudes just crumble.
Yeah, I think when you have a guy like Andy Reid leading the team and Patrick Mahomes who doesn't panic, because let's be honest, the 0-2 start was because of our main guys. So when you have those kind of guys, the Kelce's, the Chris Jones, the Patrick Mahomes, you don't worry about those guys, right? You know they're going to figure it out. They've done it before, so I didn't panic. I'm sure Chiefs Kingdom didn't panic. And if you did, you were dead wrong.
Tell us what you really think. Yeah, I love having you here, man. It is so cool. The return game, though, this is in your forte. What are you seeing in the return game?
It's funny. So I work with the league office as a Legends community coordinator. And then we had a Zoom meeting today, and they showed a stat that before the dynamic kickoff was implemented, there was a 20% return rate. We are up to 76% return rate. So and as a return man, like, that play became almost just a ceremonial, you know, just kick it and put it on the 30-yard line. To see big plays happening again within the kicking game as a special teamer, I'm very happy to see that. It should have never been taken out, in my opinion.
Can you imagine if you had this rule now?
I'm going to be honest with you, though, Mitch. I like the old way better. I understand the new way and why and, you know, concussions and all of that sort of thing. For me, I think it's more difficult now to take a kick to the house than when I played. Just because the main reason being, you got the coverage team, they are 25 yards away. It's really no time for them to get out of their lanes. When I played, they had to cover about 60, 70 yards. At some point, somebody's going to mess up. And that's what I was waiting on. Someone to go outside of their intended lane or to go around the block or to follow their own color. And we, as return men in my day, we depended on that. Now I find it more difficult.
It is a little bit tougher to do it, but we're seeing all these returns. And you know how it is when you get a 93-yard punt return to beat the Denver Broncos or you get a big kick return. Hey, it's Buffalo week. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. Schlage Hamanita. And almost Andy Reid is here tonight, too. We got all these, the mayor of Raytown. It's like a Laker game. Should be people just show up that are celebrities.
And the thing that's so impressive, it's actually nasty out. It's rainy, it's cloudy, it's cold, and it's still a pack house.
Yeah.
That's why I love Chiefs Kingdom, man.
I love these fans and love the Chiefs Kingdom. Speaking of nasty, we're going to Buffalo again. 14th time we've played these guys since Andy's been here. You went there too. It's a hard place to go. I remember the game in 05. We were one of the best scoring teams in the planet, and we scored 3 points. I went back and looked at that game and I go, how did that even happen?
It just happens, man. It's a tough place to play. Just something about that stadium, it has an advantage. It's not quite Arrowhead, but it's Arrowhead-ish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as the fan base, blue collar, they love their team no matter what. They have that element there. That's why it's so tough to come to Arrowhead and play. The fans, they have a similar thing up there. And it takes their players and make them play above their actual, you know, talent level because of the fans, the enthusiasm. And then you get them. Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, all these guys coming in, they're going to really ramp it up. So very tough place to play, but I think we got this week.
When we got passionate fans, they have fans that jump on tables.
I call them idiots.
Tell us what you really think. This just in, the most popular job they have in Buffalo is a chiropractor. Some attorneys follow ambulances around, right, for lawsuits. There's just chiropractors all over that parking lot. There's like 300 of them. They're just waiting to try to get somebody all fixed up again. But again, Dante Hall with us tonight. This league has just gone crazy. I mean, it's like every week is like the Olympic Games, it seems like. There's just so much drama in this league. What do you, and you're involved at the NFL level now. What are the discussions about this league and just how crazy competitive it's gotten?
You know, that's the intent. They actually, all the rules that go into place, all these, they have a ton of committees, coaches, former players, current players, and they intently try to make the game so balanced so offense doesn't have a true advantage, defenses can't have advantages. They want the parity that we are seeing. The rules that they implement, the rules that they take out, the replay assist, all of these things, they are constantly studying and trying to figure out how to make the game super competitive, not give any team a one-sided advantage. And we're seeing that all the hard work behind the scenes is paying off because, like you say, we have six out of eight new divisional leaders that were not in the playoffs last year? That's by intent. They want that. So when you hear the nonsense of the referees are giving us favors, stop it. Knock it off.
Just stop it. Oh, my gosh. It drives me crazy. But the fact, how impressive is it when you think about that, that the Chiefs now have won 9 straight division titles, that they have been so good for so long in this realm, because this is even different than the realm that the Patriots did it in my opinion.
I absolutely agree it's different, but it's similar in a way because you got the quarterback and the head coach. That's your mainstay, right? And then you're at the top level with the GM, Brett Veach and Mike Donovan and all these guys. When it filters down. So that's what the Patriots had, in my opinion. They had a nice organization from the top to the bottom. It's very difficult now when you've won as much as this team has won. You're going to be gunned for week in and week out, right? And now I think also what is happening, the injuries to Lamar Jackson has allowed a Justin Herbert to finally step up and show what he can do. Bo Nix, I like Bo Nix. I know he played for the Broncos, but I respect him. He's a good quarterback. Yep. They have a solid defense. And teams are, you know, when you have a team like the Chiefs that have won, like you just said, 9 in a row, each offseason, every team is trying to figure out how to beat that team. So the fact that the Chiefs have been able to do this in this era with this much turnover, with the salary cap, all the new things that are involved, new rules, to dominate this has been nothing less but very impressive.
And that is huge. Gross.
Gunos.
So another thing that has come into play that's been very different has been the fact that we're playing on all different nights of the week. They have shoved us on every night possible. So as an athlete, as a pro athlete, here we are on a short week again. We walked off that field last night, and it was Tuesday of Buffalo week. We're sitting here on Tuesday night, not Monday night. As an athlete, how do you handle it? Because this is so difficult to play, to get recovered and play at a high level.
Me personally, maybe it's because of the position that I played. There was a lot of wear and tear as far as running. I did way more running in practice than I actually would in a game. So I found games to be easier. Week eight, I think at this point, I would be okay with one day of practice and going out and playing. In the beginning, you need all the reps to get the rust off, to get timing down, and all the nuances of the game. But by mid-season, that's why they call it mid-season form, you're in mid-season form. You really don't need the wear and tear that you get when I play, practicing two, three-hour practices, 3 days. You get on the game, and you're trying to recover on a Saturday. So me personally, I think at this point in the season, it's not as bad as you think it is.
Dante Hall with us tonight. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. We come back, we're going to talk about the ambassador, Dante Hall. Yes, he is an official ambassador, not just with the, you like the bobblehead?
I love the bobblehead.
You like that? We got hammers, we got bobbleheads, we got all kinds of stuff for you. Anyway, Dante Hall is headed back to Europe. And yes, he has spent time in one of our favorite countries, Deutschland. We'll be back with Dante Hall after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Pacheco, the running back, shading to the right side guard position of Mahomes to the short side of the field. Mahomes takes the snap in his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Zings it late for the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! And Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history. A 10-yard strike, and the Chiefs have that coveted second half two-possession lead.
Back at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. I told you it's a Laker game. You never know who's going to show up. The mayor of Raytown is here, Mike McDonough. Then you get, almost Andy Reid's walking around. And then Pro Football Hall of Famer Bobby Bell just happens to walk in. I think Taylor Swift will get here next. And I just saw him. He's a dude. He works down at Jiffy Lube just on 350 Highway. You'll see his name. It says Taylor. It's embroidered in his shirt. Hey, the Kingdom Bundle is one of my favorite things. It's playoff time for high schools, big games for colleges, and, of course, we're going to Buffalo this week. But this bundle is great, especially the holidays coming up. You can't beat it. The Kingdom Meat Bundle from Hy-Vee. 4 burgers, 4 chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts, just $30. That is huge. What also is huge is our guest tonight, the human joystick, the X Factor, Dante Hall. We have had fans here from Germany, from Deutschland, now for a solid month. And we've got our guy here tonight, the man who makes the bobbleheads. He's terrific. But you have been to Germany. You have been our ambassador to Germany. You've been there quite a bit. You're getting ready to go again over there. But talk about your trip before, because you kind of laid the groundwork for us before we played the game in Frankfurt.
Yeah, but then you got to go all the way back, Mitch. My first experience with that great country of Germany was when I was in NFL Europe in 2001. I went over that summer, first time ever being abroad. And I just remember and being so, this is 2001, before social media, before the world was connected like it's connected now. And I just remember that fan base in Germany was the loudest, passionate fan base I had heard besides Arrowhead. It was like, how do they know this much about our game, right? So since 2001, I've been a fan of that country.
Dante Hall in Germany. Klein, oberschnell. Small, but fast. Okay. Or klein und flink. Klein, smaller, but quick. Flink. All right, you were flink.
Flink, like that.
But then you went back, because you were ahead of us. I mean, you were over there in some promotional work to go there before we played in Frankfurt.
Yeah, I was working with Sky Sports out of London, actually. And I guess from my time that when I played throughout Europe, that Sky Sports, you know, wanted to tap into that experience. And it was a great, great time being over there. I would go for like 4 weeks at a time, talk about our great game, work with Neil Reynolds, who's awesome like you, Mitch. And I started just going over that, spreading, you know, the good news about our game and sharing the passion that I have for this game. And then when I became an ambassador for the Chiefs, they kind of, you know, took me under their wings. And I go over and I go throughout the country and we try to spread the good news about Chiefs Kingdom and try to get as many fans as we can on board to the Chiefs Kingdom. And they've been nothing but spectacular every time I've gone over. The people, the culture, the food, the beer.
The schnitzel.
The schnitzel.
I love schnitzel.
The pretzels.
You got to teach me how to take. I want to make schnitzel. But when NFL Europe was there, really the most successful franchises, Rhein-Fire and Dusseldorf, right? The Berlin Thunder, Frankfurt Galaxy. Who am I leaving out? But anyway, the fact that the Germans love American football. Do you ever see a day that there will be franchises there, or maybe a division, a European division? I could see one or two or three German teams, if that's the case.
Absolutely. I mean, if the NBA can do it, why can't the NFL? They have a team, the Toronto Raptors, that's in another country. Now, proximity-wise, it works, but that flight from Germany to the States is not that bad. Now, if you're the Rams, you have to go. That's different. But
you're going to go east or west.
I think they will figure it out. I think that's what the plan is. We are seeing more and more international games play there now. They're playing in different countries. I don't see why not, with the technology, with the transportation that we have, why there couldn't be a permanent team in that country.
Hey, after going to Brazil, going to Frankfurt felt like I was going across the street.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
All right. But you're going to go again. You've got another trip coming up. Tell us about that.
Yep, looking forward to it. Going to Berlin. We're going to do some activations out there, visit some military bases. And again, just, you know, spread the good word about Chiefs Kingdom and see if we can get some more fans on board. And then we're going to go to Austria and then Switzerland. And then I think we end in Madrid. But again, just going throughout the country, spreading the good news about our beautiful team, our organization, and definitely looking forward to it.
I love the way that you're involved. Let me just be honest with everybody here listening, and those are huge crowd tonight. The way you've stayed involved, so many times a player wants to be remembered, and then you want to be remembered for what you did when you played, but there's a transition to become then the former player who can help. You have embraced that as well as anybody I've seen.
Thank you.
Why is that? Because our guys respect, they know who you are.
Yeah.
But then you get into it without saying, hey, when I did it or when I was, you know, that's the tempting thing to do. But you do it and approach it in a way that resonates with our guys. Why?
I think what I've found as I've gotten older, mature, and had conversations with former players, some guys loved what football could give them. I actually love football. I was a fan of the sport before I ever got drafted. I was a fan while I actually played. Like, I was one of the few guys could play a game on Sunday and was excited to go home and watch the Sunday night game, the Monday night game. So I'm a fan like you guys. That's why I appreciate your passion for this team. I have the same passion. So that's number one. I love this team. And then it's the relationships. Like, Mitch is one of the few people that I've been gone from my kids for 5 days. I was ready to get back. I normally come in, hit the game, get back to my kids. Oh, Mitch wants me to be on the show. For Mitch, I'll miss another day with my kids because of the relationship. So it's the relationships that I've grown with this team, this organization. A lot of the people that I work with, I consider them family, friends. It's not just sports with me. So those are the reasons why, you know, I support this team and this organization so much.
Love you, brother.
Love you, man. You know it. My guy.
We're going to let him go into the night, but we're going to Buffalo, right? We're going to Buffalo. Here we go. You know, you got that one. It's time to go to Buffalo and put the hammer down, baby. Slag the harmonita. Send him into the night. One of the most iconic players we've ever had, and he is such a great ambassador for us in the States and abroad and in Europe, in Deutschland, and anywhere else. Ladies and gentlemen, Dante Hall forever, the X Factor, Coach East, the human joystick. We'll be back to close it out after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second down and 8 for the Chiefs. Mahomes in the pocket, pump faking, twice, throws it late, caught, left side, Rice, angling, touchdown! Kansas City, an 18-yard touchdown pass. And Rashee Rice finds the end zone again with 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks. And the Chiefs have broken it open 27-7.
On the way to 28-7 over the Washington Commanders. Thanks to Dante Hall. How cool is that guy? Oh, man. Forever the X Factor. And again, shout out to all of the folks that are here tonight. Big Mike McDonough, the mayor of Raytown, is here with his bodyguards. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. Michael Stozel, like the administrative assistant, municipalities getting that. Also here tonight, Howard and Allison Mannion from Manchester, England. Susie Espinoza is here from Tampa, Florida. We've got Rick and Carol Reichert here from Seebeck, Washington. And, of course, our great German fans are here as well as so many others. All right. Here's Buffalo, right? They've changed the way they've played. It's really interesting because Cook has been unreal. On Sunday, he had 216 yards rushing, James Cook, on less than 20 carries. Only 3 other players have done it in NFL history. Derrick Henry did it in 2018. Bo Jackson did it in 1987 when he was a Raider after being a Royals baseball player. And then, Bobby Mitchell did it in 1959. So what the Bills have done have turned into kind of a running RPO team, take some shots when they got it, but really it's different than when they had Stephon Diggs and others. But they're a defense that has struggled. So, a chance to go into Buffalo and get to 6-3 against these guys. They're 6-2. They've already had their bye. But it's going to be the biggest game again on the planet. It'll be the late Sunday afternoon game at Orchard Park, New York, which is very difficult to play there. But we've won 4 of the last 5 when we've gone there. Just saying. Including a divisional playoff game back in 2023. And everybody goes, oh, wow. Chiefs are going to lose. And that narrative that week, Dante told you he gets sick of the narrative. So do I, really, honestly. Oh, the refs are helping the Chiefs. Just stop it, right? And but the narrative then was Patrick Mahomes can't win a road playoff game. Remember that one? Yeah, I guess so. Wait a minute. We got on the plane after that win. That was an exhilarating victory. The first guy I saw just happen was Patrick Mahomes. I go, I guess you can win a playoff game on the road. He goes, yeah, I think we can, right? So we're going back there to do it again because it's time to put the hammer down. Next week, we're going to be at Overland Park on 135th Street, and we will celebrate going into the bye, beating Buffalo's butts. Thank you for coming here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to Raytown Hy-Vee on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.